Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict resumed his regular Wednesday audiences today, speaking about an 8th century monk, St. Theodore, and the need for sober lifestyles to ensure a society of solidarity. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The human aspect of work and the richness received from it has to be destined for the well-being of the community, while the fruits of work have to benefit everyone, including the poor. That was the recommendation of Pope Benedict as he reflected on one of the early Christian writers of the Church, St. Theodore the Studite, at his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday.
Born in 759 to a noble and pious family, Theodore entered the monastery at the age of 22. He vigorously opposed the iconoclastic movement since he argued abolishing images of Christ entails a rejection of his work of redemption. Theodore also initiated a thorough reform of the disciplinary, administrative, and spiritual aspects of monastic life. A particularly important virtue, according to Theodore, is philergia, the love of work, since diligence in material tasks indicates fervor in one's spiritual duties. He even described work as a type of liturgy, asserting that the riches mined from it must be used to help the poor. The Studite's rule holds particular relevance for us today because it highlights the unity of faith and the need to resist the danger of spiritual individualism. Maybe he, Theodore, summons to nurture the unity of the body of Christ through well-ordered lives and by cultivating harmonious relationships with another in the Holy Spirit.
The Pope also told the estimated 15,000 people gathered that only sobriety in life allows us to surpass the great problem of poverty in the world and helps us to build a united society.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.